Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Fernando Mayone, M-A-I-O-N-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Mayone as described in my report of 2-6-21 that pertained to an alleged right shoulder injury he sustained at work on 8-7-18. Appeared at that evaluation, he did not offer any symptomatic complaints about his knees. Pretty is now a 54-year-old male who alleges that over time he hurt both of his knees. Pretty did not explain in what specific fashion this occurred. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He was diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis. He did not indicate if he underwent surgery for these conditions, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Mayone alleged that repetitive bending, kneeling, squatting, climbing, and lifting through 2020 led to permanent injuries to both knees. Treatment records show he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Ong, O-N-G, on 11-17-20. He stated he had bilateral knee pain on the right, worse than the left, for many years. This has been progressing and affecting his quality of life activities. He had previously undergone ACL reconstruction on both knees by Dr. Rosenberg in the early 1990s. He has also been treated conservatively for knee pain with anti-inflammatory medication and injection treatment by Dr. John Baker. He has failed greater than 3 months of conservative treatment modalities. He has symptoms including swelling, stiffness, and limited range of motion, as well as pain with walking and climbing. In addition to the above, he had ascertained a history of crushed right femur in 1991, resulting in surgery. He also tore his labrum and biceps and underwent surgery for this on 8-1-18. Dr. Ong had him undergo x-rays of both knees that showed severe arthrosis with loss of articular joint space, osteophyte formation, sclerosis with varus, V-A-R-U-S. He suggested bilateral total knee replacements. He followed up on 8-31-21 when x-rays were repeated. They again revealed severe arthrosis of both knee joints with loss of articular joint space, osteophyte formation process, and varus. Compared to the x-rays of November 2020, they showed significant progression of disease. Dr. Ong set a goal of a BMI between 35 and 40. He was to lose weight in anticipation of surgery. He underwent surgery on 10-13-21. He performed removal of deep hardware of both knees and bilateral total knee arthroplasties. The postoperative diagnoses were degenerative arthritis of both knees. Mr. Mayone followed up post-operatively. On 10-28-21, he was doing well overall. He was prescribed oxycodone and tramadol for pain control. Dr. Ong followed his progress through 11-30-21. At that juncture, he was 6 weeks status post right total knee arthroplasty. Knee range of motion was 0 to 115 degrees of flexion on the left. On the right, he had motion from 0 to 110 degrees of flexion. physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed anterior longitudinal scars at each knee, measuring 5.5 inches in length. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared motion of each knee was from 0 to 130 degrees. A flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Appeared motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Knees were normal. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Impressions. Fernanda Mayon alleges that the routine tasks of his position with the insured over time caused him permanent disability to both knees. Period. He started working there in 2000. Period. At first he did panel installations and then technician work on the road. Period. This involved climbing lots of stairs, carrying, and working at various job sites. Period. He currently denies having any prior knee problems, but documentation clearly demonstrates he had already undergone ACL repairs of each knee in the 1990s. But he also had a femur crush injury leading to surgery. Period. In any case, Dr. Ong found at the outset that he had severe arthrosis of both knees and was a candidate for arthroplasty. Period. He recommended weight loss. Period. On 10/13/21, Dr. Ong performed bilateral deep hardware removal and bilateral total knee arthroplasties. Period. The petitioner followed up through at least 11/30/21 when he was doing quite well. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not use a handheld assisted device. Period. He had only minimal reduced range of motion about the knees without crepitus. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. New paragraph, there is 15% permanent partial disability referable to the right leg and the left leg for advanced degenerative osteoarthritis treated with bilateral arthroplasties. But he has been able to return to his position with the insured as a manager. Period. He has held this position for the last 2 years. Period. It is curious that he claims to have had difficulties with his knees for many years. Period. However, when I saw him on 2/6/21, he did not offer complaints about the knees. Period. And that is the end.